Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of train ticket is $20, while bus tickets is only $11.
And you should answer with a complete sentence.
Okay.
For example, if I say, the price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No, the train ticket is $20.
Great. But please be sure to use complete sentences.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. So, can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take the bus.
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Yes, the bus ticket is $11.
Sorry.
No, I say it's $11. Okay. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interest shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, there are a lot of interest shops and boutiques.
You can watch, what can you watch in the West Village?
We can see foreign movies.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, it's foreign movies. Okay. Okay. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, it's above street level, about 30-50 feet above the street level.
And the High Line Park is about 5th Avenue, right?
No, it's above 11th Avenue. Okay, there are many historical landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in the northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you. The Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, it's the Metropolitan Museum of... yes, there is a lot of museums. No, it's in the northern Manhattan. Oh, okay, okay. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of Northern America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Thank you. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, it contains South and North America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains locates in North America. Okay. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that car can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line.
A solid line means that a car cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, a solid line means the car cannot cross to the other line. No, one-way roads use white lines.
So what happens to the two-way roads?
The two-way roads use the yellow lines. Lifestyles in the rural areas are different from those in the urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, wildlife can be frequently found in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main income source of rural areas.
And